This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web C Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. He has a brand new song called Coast, and it's been playing here on Z Radio Live. It is I Am Josh Lovett. Hey, Josh, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Man, everything's doing well. I can't complain today. You know, I'm blessed to be living, and I'm blessed to be talking to you.
Yes, and I'm excited to talk to you, too, because we've been playing this song on the air called Coast, and it's by you and featuring also Marcus and Royce. You know, tell us a little about what the song is all about.
So the song Coast is supposed to pay homage to the hemp brand that I'm representing. I'm currently the ambassador for CoastSmokes.co, which you could check them out. They got 100% legal hemp, federally standard. Everything is good. It's the best product that you'll ever have out there to me, you know. But besides that, I decided to do some type of anthem for them. And like I said, I was inspired by Wiz Khalifa, the race song. And from that point on, because I was thinking Wiz Khalifa and hemp, I put them together. I was like, well, dang, let's go ahead and make a song for the brand because they don't have it. So I got teamed up with Marcus and Royce, who I've been teamed up for over a decade almost. And yeah, so we got together, I wrote the song, and yeah, I just made it happen.
So I think it's so cool that you've, you know, created a song that's kind of promotion for a brand, and, you know, it's kind of going mainstream, which is really cool. Because, like, a lot of brands, you know, they'll make jingles and they'll make, like, you know, fun, catchy, quirky songs for their, you know, commercials or whatever. Right. But you've created this song and it's playing on the radio and it's playing all over the place. I mean, was your inspiration, were you always thinking that this was going to be a big song?
I hope everything that I put out easily turns big and mainstream. You know, I try to put 100% confidence behind my work and anything that I put out there. But I had faith in it. I just felt that when something is needed, it's my duty. It's our duty as, like, spokespeople, as the public figures, to put the message out there, give the people what they want, supposedly, even though they don't know it exists, still throw it in their face and see what happens, you know?
Is this your first song, you know, really, like, getting it out there?
Yes, I would say this is my first real song that I felt that I actually made myself, the beat, everything. And I actually am on the track on certain parts. But, yes, this is one of my first mainstream tracks. Now, I have co-wrote and produced for other people as well, but this one is mine right here.
You know, you also done a lot of, you know, movie stuff too. Aside from being an artist, you've also been in the cinema field. You know, working on short films, working on movies too. I mean, how did you get your foot in that door first?
Well, actually, Royce Massengill, who you see on the track, he actually, when he started, before we met, he was a videographer at Pine Bluff in Arkansas at the university. And he learned a lot of the camera skills and editing. And as we were doing music one day, I was always the engineer. And he said, man, have you ever thought about cutting up video? It's really the same. I'm like, no, I never just thought about it. So we had this old, I forgot, it was a flip camera. I don't know if anybody remembers those. But they were flip. They were pretty.
I do.
Yes, yes.
The horror of YouTube uploading.
right. So besides that, like, he's like, well, let's give it a shot, man. And we started making videos afterwards. We bought a T3, just a T3. It's a Rebel T3 by Canon. We bought that 720p. We was good, and then we decided to step up to the T3i.
Yeah. Funny enough, that was my first camera too. I was a T3i guy, and then what did I do? Then I upgraded to the T5i, and I thought I was a big fucking shot, you know.
I totally get that, man. Yeah. It's like when you upgrade, people don't realize when you're in our type of business, like tiny upgrades, like good mics, even down to cables, make a big difference. It's like we make a big difference out of everything. Like, I make a big deal.
What's always good though is, you know, you can have the tools for it though, but it's how you use them. Really, that's what it comes down to, and you know, using them well. And you've done some great work too with The Helmet, which is a short film you produced. It won a bunch of awards.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, when you're kind of creating this stuff, I mean, where do you get the inspiration from?
Oh man, movies all day, man. My favorite director is James Wan, one of my favorite of this time. Of course, I like the Wes Cravens, the John Carpenters, like for the Halloween series, which is playing in the theaters now. Halloween Ends.
Yes, but I have to go see that very soon.
You have to. I'm gonna say you might get
Don't
mixed.
spoil it. Don't spoil it. I'm not there yet.
No, you're good, man. You're good. But besides the point, when it came to the film business, and I don't know, for some, it just gravitated towards me. I really felt like telling a story, and don't get me wrong, you could do that with music videos, but the format's always a little bit different. And I always felt that with films, I'm able to process my message in a way the audience can receive it visually. Because me, myself, I am dyslexic. So it's kind of sometimes when it comes to reading, it can be quite difficult. And then at the same time, I'm colorblind. So it's like, wow. So how do you even know the colors of your films? It's so weird. Like certain colors, I just can't pick up. But besides that, I really, James Wan, like my first, I got it in my room. Like, The Conjuring, the number f was my favorite movie. And then between that and The Evil Dead with Sam Raimi,
Oh, I
like
love that.
those. Oh, I love it too,
That's
especially the
great.
old and the new one.
That's great. And that's also so cool. You know, I mean that you are taking up filmmaking, but also, you suffer with being colorblind. I mean, is that a challenge for you when you're kind of lighting a scene? Like, are you like what I mean, I feel like it's actually an advantage for you in a sense, because you could see the world in a different light, which kind of gives it a little more creativity.
Oh yeah, the sky is green. No, I'm just kidding. The sky is green, people.
I
The sky
love
is
it.
green, and the world is flat. Not just kidding. I'm not getting that. But no, it can. There are some challenges. Like, don't get me wrong. I'll try to. It's the color grading. It's the of the film. That's what makes it quite difficult. So I chose horror. You never see me do anything like bright and funny. Which I'm not saying I don't enjoy those type of films, but with me, when bright and funny, you think of colorful. You think of everything. So, but in horror, it's a pastel, almost like dead look. So it's always for sure, for certain that it's like, okay, I'm in my ballpark of my colors. So to me, horror, I just kind of stay in that genre, and it chose me. I don't know. It's so weird that I can color, but I've won awards for color in films. I don't know how that it just I can I guess I'm good at reading the numbers and the palette colors and stuff, the hex codes and stuff.
They always say
And
you have
I
a
just
sick.
have to learn different ways to adapt to certain environments. But I don't tell people that I'm colorblind until after they win the award.
You just go on stage and you're just like, hey, thanks so much for this award. Guess what? I'm colorblind. Ha ha. Just like something like that.
Well, it kind of reminds you of the film on Netflix. It was called Tangerine, and that was shot on the iPhone, but people didn't realize that until
Yes, I
after they
remember
won the award. Yes, they're like, "What? This was shot on the
that.
iPhone? Like, are you serious?" I'm like, "See, you it doesn't you like you said it's the tools, but these tools today, you have to admit, the iPhone and just the quality and clarity, all these modes. Oh my God."
And I guess that comes back to, becoming an artist too, becoming a musician, going into the music industry, because, anybody could do it, nowadays with the MacBook and stuff like that, but you've taken it to a whole nother level. You're also creating it to cross promote too, with this song called Coast, and which would have been airing on Z
Yes.
Radio Live, and it sounds awesome. What do you want people really to get from you creating music? Is this going to be like a new venture for you?
Always, always. Like, I feel that this, when it comes to music was my first love. Like I told you, I was introduced to video second. But I don't know, something about music and video, they go hand to hand. And I feel honestly, I would like to be in charge of scoring my films too, because every film has a good soundtrack to it. We all know. And that's what my biggest plan is. Like when you heard the Black Panther soundtrack, everybody went crazy. They had Kendrick Lamar, had everything. And I just felt that his name is, I believe, Ludwig Göransson. Like he did an awesome job on that overall on the Black Panther project. In the soundtrack for that film, and that's what I would like to target. Like Childish Gambino does a great job with Atlanta, like I feel, and that's what my main goal is. But also to put everybody up on the Coast products is because, like I said, I believe and I not smoking tobacco. I'm not a tobacco smoker, but I really believe in hemp and the possibilities and realms that it can break down for just the human anatomy. And just like I said, thanks to their products, look, I create a song and I'm creating new movies that are coming up. That's going to blow your mind.
Mm, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited to see what, you know, what you produce next. And, you know, in the next film too, I'm excited about that, but I want to know more about the music career too. I mean, are you going to continue this? Are we going to see more music from you?
Oh yes. Like I said, I'm a producer, so I also make beats as well, for various artists I'm currently working with. Like I said, I can do from reggae all the way from pop to rock, which that was my solid foundation, hard rock, believe it or not. But yeah, I'm gonna keep making tracks and you're gonna see my name. I'm gonna be up there with Tay Keith. I'm gonna be up there with Juicy J. I'm gonna be up there with even Scott Storch, hopefully. You know, I know he's a classic producer, but I'm gonna be up there, man. I'm gonna be classic.
I can't wait to see that, you know, and seriously, it's gonna be an awesome career you're gonna have. But you know, it's so cool because people these days feel like you have to be, some people feel like these days where you have to be kind of only in one sector of stuff. I mean, but now I feel like our generation is just like, be in everything, you know, be as much as you can be in multiple different areas of focus. I mean, do you kind of see yourself ever focusing on though on one task or just always living the life of both worlds of music and film?
I feel like I live in both realms. It's kind of hard for me to say, all right, let's do the audio just only when I have a visual in my head. Like I said, with my music, kind of like what Tupac did. He told a story, Brenda's Baby. He told from that very first track, he already had it in his mind how he wanted the video to kind of go, you know? And that's how I feel. It's like, well, I have the capabilities and the knowledge of film and how to light, which lighting is key. If people didn't know that, I'm gonna throw that out there. Lighting is key.
Very true.
Yes, you can have the nicest camera, but I've seen Red Komodo Dragon footage look terrible and iPhone footage look great in comparison. but just going hand to hand, like I said before, just kind of tossing back between the music field and the film field. Yes, it's kind of hard for me to just dip dab and or focus on one, but I can do that if it's, especially if it's a larger budget film or a larger budget project, or can I say just a budget of that nature or that stature. But yeah, like now I can always see myself jumping in and out of the two.
Well, Josh, love it. I mean, you have such an awesome career going for you, and I'm excited that we've been playing your song on the air called Coast. Make sure you listen to Z Radio Live during the week. Yes. You can hear it playing on the station. And, you know, for those who want to keep in touch and keep at it and listening to you and seeing your next project, where can people check you out?
You can check me out on Instagram at I Am Josh Lovett. That's IAMJOSHLOVETT. You can just check me out from there, and I got my link tree and everything set up where you could just go click down on all my links, including my films, my IMDb, everything that you need to know about me. It's on there, so check out the link.
Awesome. And where, what's next for you before you go? What's the next project we're going to go to?
Oh, the next project is we're working on a new series, like when it comes to Resident Evil. I'm a big horror game fanatic, and I've been working on that type of series, but it's going to revolve around one character that everybody's been questioning about when it comes to making a series. So I got that coming in, man. It's going to be really dope.
Well, I'm excited for that, and definitely come back to talk to us about that once you have that all set up. Josh Lovett, again, the song is called Coast. You can hear it here on the Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Josh, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. And best of luck. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate your time and everything. And hopefully I can make a difference to your audience. So.
Anytime. And we hope people check you out. Again, the Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.